Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home. Your home, actually.
That's kind of inconvenient for me, sir.
Now, it's very convenient for you. You see, you're so close to the office now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that'll be the rest of the office. Listen up, people. Company meeting in Frank's bedroom in 5 minutes.
Dude, don't go in there.
Who is that?
That would be my wife.
Well, I'm sorry. This is a private meeting. She's going to have to leave.
Well, you know, sir, there are better ways for us to save money.
Nope. We ran the numbers, and taking over your home was pretty much the only option.
Well, we could use FedEx Ground.
FedEx Ground?
FedEx Ground is a cost-effective way to ship ground packages, and they have the fastest ground service to the most U.S. businesses.
Great idea, Frank. With FedEx Ground, we could save both time and money. We say let's have a toaster pastry to celebrate.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. You got to be careful what you wish for. Careful what you ask for. 34 After, thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about having our good buddy Skip Miller back on the show. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy, the author of The Ultimate Sales Toolkit, as well as Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management. He's our good friend Skip Miller. Welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Hey, Skip. My company is such a wonderful company. We have so much to offer our customers. We do such a great job for them. Why don't they appreciate me more? Why don't they know that? What do I got? I mean, we're always doing something good for them. Why are they? You know, what do I got to do?
You got to love. You got to love them. You got to create value. You got to do a whole bunch of stuff. You got to earn your wings every day. You know that, Jim.
Every day, huh?
Every day.
You mean I can't just give it my best shot on Wednesday and then live off of that for a while?
You know what? Last time I checked, things change.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not in touch with your current customers, with your prospects, if you look at the calendar, last time I checked, it's August, right?
Yeah.
And for the most of your listeners and most of the small business people, starting October, 2011 is done. I mean, what's in the funnel is going to come in. What's not in the funnel isn't going to come in. And for the next, you know, 60 days, for the rest of August, September, we have something that we call the three C's. There's three things that if I'm a small business owner, which I am and you are, there's three things I'm going to do to make sure that my 2010 comes in, that my 2011 looks good. And because once October starts, I'm so busy going to try to close business that I'm not going to pay attention to a lot of things. And our first C, number one, is clean the funnel.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 30 to 40% of your prospect funnel right now that your salespeople are saying is going to come in, not come in this. 30 to 40% is smoke.
Get rid of the BS.
You know what? But it's in there, and I'm hoping, and, you know, it's better than not having something in there. And I just got to be able to just...
But how much time? The problem is, how much of that... There's two kinds of smoke that your salespeople create with this, with the stuff that you say we need to clean. There's two kinds of smoke. There's a smoke they blow on us, and then there's a smoke that they blow on themselves.
Sure, I'd rather...
Because if they're blowing it on me, then what they're telling me is they're going to close this month when maybe they're not going to close for 6 months.
Right.
If they're blowing it on themselves, then that means that the guy never was a prospect anyway.
Jim, I'd rather poke myself in the eye with a pencil than prospect, okay?
Yeah.
And if I've got some smoke in the funnel, even if it's a 30% chance, Jim, if I have a deal that's a 30% chance of coming in,
yep.
I'm right. I got 30% chance of bringing in the deal. You got better odds than Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So clean the funnel, and as your listeners know, the number one thing they can do for that is with something we call the I date, implementation date. Not when are they going to sign. That's a sales term.
Yeah.
When are they going to actually start using...
When they're going to put it in service.
in production, in service, up and running.
Use the IRS term, in service.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right. Now, you sit there and go, Mr. Smith, we expect the contract here in another couple of days. That's really nice. When do you plan on using it? Well, that's a good question, Bob. I haven't thought on that one yet.
Yeah.
You got smoke. I-date is the, we call it.
The I-date close. Let's call it the I-date close because it's a close, isn't it?
It makes the buyer think of the next step.
Well, without putting any pressure on them. You're just asking them, you know, tell me about your plans.
Why is it that a week before the Super Bowl, tons of TVs are sold? Because the guy's thinking, I want to watch the Super Bowl on this big. The I-date's not the day he's going to buy it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday before the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl. You know, none of your listeners know when they bought their spouse's anniversary gift, but they know the spouse's anniversary. The store clerk could care less when your anniversary is. They care when you buy it.
So right.
Salespeople care when you buy it. Buyers care when they're going to use it. And without an I-date, there is no deal. And that's way to get rid of 20-30% of your funnel right now.
Let's use that, folks. Let's use the I-date close. When you're talking to yourself, when your salespeople are forecasting to you, as you're thinking about somebody out there, if you're thinking about where your business is going to come from next month, ask yourself, have we asked this customer, this prospect, have we asked them the I question? Right?
You know, Jim, I'd rather, as a business owner, I'd rather be happy dust. I'd rather say, hey, when's the deal coming in? When's the fairy dust coming in?
That's what we want, right? Hey, stand by. Here we go. We're
going to
take a quick
Tuesday, boss.
We're going to take a quick break. Skip Miller is our guest. Having a great time with him. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. If you go there and check it out, you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you on any topic under the small business sun. My blog, my knowledge base, the Brain Trust members, the archives, the articles, thousands of that stuff is there. And it's all easy to use. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And when you take the poll, you'll be able to find out, when you click on it, you'll find out exactly how the poll's going so far. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Skip Miller is our guest. He's our good friend. The Ultimate Sales Toolkit is his newest book. And we're talking about selling. We're talking about customers and the I-date. I love that I-date thing. I'm calling it the I-close now because you got to ask the customer that. But first, Skip, you got to ask yourself, do I know what that is? Do I know what the I-date is?
It goes right between your iPod and your iPad.
That cuts to the chase, doesn't it?
You know what? If the buyer hasn't said, once I buy this thing, here's the date I'm going to actually start using it, they're kicking tires. And we've done this for too long, Jim. 30% of the funnel is smoke.
Yep.
When we do business with a new customer, I go to the president of the company or the senior vice president of sales, and I go, be happy to do training in your company, this, that, the other, but be prepared when we're done, 30% of your funnel is going away. And the senior guy goes, I'm okay with that as long as, and now I know, which is a heck of a lot better than thinking that and come to the end of the quarter, you don't know.
Well, and if you're business to business, if you're doing a business to business transaction, the I-date is an essential part of your service to your customer because you got to go from that date and you got to walk that back to what has to be done in order for you to perform under those terms.
I could care less when I buy my wife's anniversary gift, but I know my wife's I know our wedding anniversary. and a store clerk doesn't really care; he just cares when you buy it. So
right.
The three C's of the summer: number one, clean the funnel.
Yeah.
Number two. Call high.
Call high.
You know, I'm convinced, and I don't have any empirical data, I'm convinced 60 to 70% of a salesperson's prospects are too low in the organization. You know that we authored this whole thing about Spanish-Russian Greek, right?
Yep. Spaniards, the Greeks, and the Russians.
Yeah. The Spaniards are the user buyer, the people who are going to actually use your product. The Russians are the ones with the money who are going to pay for it. And the Greeks are the business owner and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And way too often, your business owner will go on a sales call, you know, the big deal for the month, for the quarter, and sit down in front of the buyer, and the buyer goes, buenos dias, señor. And you sit there going, so, what are the risks in your business, sir? Where do you think over the next 6 months? And the guy going, what? User buyers don't have the money.
Yeah.
No. He budgeted $10,000 for this, Skip. No. He got the budget from the Russian.
Well, even if and the thing is even if the guy says I have the budget and he very well may, that particular person, when you go back, when you go back for the order, will say, oh, by the way, I got that $10,000 pulled.
That's exactly right.
The Russian took it away from me.
Yeah, but the Spaniard's going. You know, and again, you know, it's a metaphor. You know, we're not trying to insult people.
Right.
Spanish is very important as Russian as well. But you know what? Yeah, I'm sitting there going, guys, who's the Russian here? No. He's the guy who says he's got the budget. Well, the Russian told him he had a budget just to get him off his back, right? And when it comes time for the Spaniard to go, no, I'm the one with the budget. Really? Let's go talk to the Russian. And the Russian says, budget? What? Nah.
I'll tell you something else, Skip. In the last 2 years, the budget residence has changed.
Oh.
From a business-to-business standpoint, in the last 2 years, the Russians got on the elevator and went up a couple of floors.
In July, the world is broken out into winners and losers. And by June, July, everyone knows how their business is going. And the people who are doing real well, right, the Russians going to give them extra money because they're doing well and they want to do better. Guess where they're going to get the money? From the losers, the people who aren't doing well. Well, the losers are concerned about cutting costs and shrinking budget. The winners are spending the money. And the winners are always Russians. So things have changed now. You know, back in January, we had our plan. Well, June, July, the scorecard comes out. And if I'm trying to make my number for the year as a business, as a multi-million-dollar business or whatever, I'm going to fund my people who are doing really well. I'm going to get the money from the losers. So things change mid-year. Boy, the guy had the budget all year; it just got taken away from him.
So how do you call? Would you say call up?
Call high.
Clean the funnel. All right.
Two C's.
When I used to do that, I used to say. I'd say to them, who's going to make the decision? And I would say, who has the budget? I mean, I'd find a way to work that in, maybe not exact that abruptly, but who's going to make the decision and who has the budget? And I'd find out some way to meet that person.
You know, ask the person about their challenges too, right? You know, Mr. Smith, over the next 6 months, what are the biggest challenges in your organization and how is this solution that we're being a part of going to play into that?
Yeah.
Ask them about people solve problems. They don't give a crud about opportunities. You know, I'm a Russian. I got things to fix. I got things to. I got to fund.
Yeah.
I got problems here. Ask the guy, Mr. Smith. And if you look at the rest of the year, what's your challenge?
And you know,
say a challenge that fits your product. They ain't going to be buying it.
As we go to the break here, the best time to call up, folks, to call high, is before you've met anybody.
Without a doubt.
The very first contact. You know, go up and ask for the CEO. Ask for, you know, who's God around here? Find out how to get into that office. It's easier to go down than it is to go back up once you get down. Stand by, quick break, right back with Skip Miller after these messages. Stay with me.
Another illusion I chose to create. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And I found out.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the name on the books. Ultimate Sales Toolkit. Also Proactive Selling. Also Proactive Sales Management. Skip, what else do we need to know about you? How do we find your books? How do we find you?
Yeah, you know, Amazon.com. You know, the Proactive Sales Management's been number one for, I don't know, 5 years now. So just, you know, Amazon.com, type in Proactive Sales Management or Proactive Selling. and M3 Learning. The number 3, M3Learning.com, gives you a bunch of insight, and actually you can get the books there if you want as well.
And find out how you work with your with your customers there too, right?
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah,
lots of stuff.
As a matter of fact,
M3Learning.com. Check it out, folks. Whatever Skip does is top shelf, as you well know. Skip, the three C's. Give it to us again.
About clean up the funnel.
Yep.
Paul High, and to your point that you just made before the break, Jim, I used to run a trade show company, and people will get leads in the trade show. You get like 30, 50 leads or whatever else, and you take the 5 or 6 good ones, and the sales guy would call up and go, "Hey, I saw you stop at the booth. Do you have any brochures? Did you get everything you want? Is everything okay?" No, but the smart people took the 5 or 6 real good leads, and they called the people who visited the booth boss.
Yeah.
"Hey, you had 3 people come to the town the other day and visit the show. What's going on? What's happening?" They call high early, to your point.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And, you know, again, only, you know, 10% of the people who exhibited at the trade show did that, but I thought it was a brilliant strategy. You're calling, why'd you spend all the money to fly them there for a couple of days? What's going on that you invested in that resource?
And I'll tell you something.
Really is a huge one.
I'll tell you something else. If you don't do that, folks, you're going to show up one of these days thinking everything's fine with your customer. And the Spaniard that you've been doing business with will say, "By the way, we're going to have to cancel our contract." "What are you talking about? You and I've been doing great." "Yeah, but the decision was made above my head."
Yeah, the Russian took A and gave it to B.
Yeah.
Clean up the funnel. Call high. The last thing, do a checkup. All right, it's now August, September. Starting in October, you're going to be closing business and stuff. Get ready for 2011. Do you have your best territory being serviced by your best salesperson? Do you have, you know, the right people in the right time? Do you have some C players right now that you're thinking about getting rid of, but you know that, no. Now is the time to start action, because the last thing you want to do is start January with some tough decisions, because it's going to take you 90 days, and then you're going to have 9 months to make a 12-month number. Between now and October, Jim, you want to do a checkup. Do I have the right salespeople on board? Do I have A players? Am I really finding, you know, open headcount so I don't go into the year with, you know, I've got 5 salespeople, but, you know.
There's still time to do fine-tuning and do a little instruction, do some training, get people back on track. December, end of November is not the time to do that.
Oh, because you're – oh, yes, it is, Jim, because, you know, that's – I'm getting ready for 2011. You're on a plane.
But if I don't do it right this year, I won't be around 2011.
That's exactly right. Clean up the funnel, call high, and do that checkup now. As I told somebody the other day, hey, you know what? You're telling me you've got 11 salespeople, 2 don't even belong, and you'll take care of it soon.
Right.
Trust me, you're not going to take care of it in the fourth quarter, because they're going to have
to. Are you saying make changes to the sales force at this point?
In September, October? In August,
you're saying retool at this late in the year?
If you got C players, their funnel coming in the fourth quarter, my mother could bring in.
Yeah.
So just do it now, because, boy, come January, why shoot 2011 in the foot knowing that you're going to have to, you know.
Well, plus then, by the time it's all over, by the 1st of December, you know, you're saying, well, I can't lay them off because it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're already into the new year, and so that's a good point.
And now is the time to do it, August, September, before you start cranking on the fourth quarter. So,
might be able to, you know, plus the fact that at this point in time, with the economy the way it is and unemployment the way it is, you ought to have, everybody ought to have good salespeople on board.
You know, and so don't have your business owners go back and say, "By the way, I was listening to Jim and Skip and he told me to fire you." That's not what we're saying. We're saying play with your A players, make them A pluses, but now is the time to do the checkup of your sales organization. Do you have your big customer 2 years ago may not be your big customer right now? Does your top salesperson have that account? Are you stretching your A players? Are you, you know, mixing it up? All right, we have something called the 20% factor. We believe that A players have 20% bandwidth. They're kind of coasting. Are you tapping into that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Check up,
call high, clean the funnel. Do that now, August, September, before the fourth quarter comes, and, you know, you're going to be doing okay for this year and kicking off 2011.
Hey, give us that website one more time, Skip.
M3, the number 3, M3Learning.com.
Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Skipper Miller, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise you, we can't do without him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.